join the American family Robinson in Centerville. In our last program, Mrs. Robinson's brother, Windy Bill, managed to talk himself right into jail after disturbing the peace by fighting with a worker who suspected his liberal ideas were another attempt to extort money from him. Luke is making the best of his reprieve from Windy society, and we find him today sprawled comfortably in his living room, a picture of serenity. Not so Mrs. Robinson, however, who is pacing the floor looking worried and unhappy.
Poor Bill. I just can't bear to think of him locked in that little cell. I'm sure he isn't getting enough to eat.
I guess it's quite a change from those dinners at the Ritz he's always talking about.
And that awful little cot. He says he can't sleep a wink on it. I'm sure he's lost pounds.
It's very sad. Still, he could afford to lose a pound or two. He couldn't be called exactly slender yet.
If there was only something we could do.
Well, you know, Myra, these lawbreakers have to take the consequences of their unsocial acts. Crime doesn't pay. And the sooner Bill learns it, the better. He ought to be a changed man after this.
But he's not a criminal, Luke. He's just foolish.
No. Let's forget about him. Look here. I brought some letters home to show you. Some fine material in them for your radio programs.
Letters? Oh, are you getting fan mail, too?
No, not exactly. Dick Collins and I sent out a questionnaire to businessmen all over the state to get a survey of conditions and get their ideas of the best way to improve them. We're getting some mighty interesting replies.
All full of yearning for the good old days before business became everybody's football, I suppose.
Not at all. They all seem to be looking forward instead of back. Here, for instance. Here's one from a man named Scoggins who manufactures plows and farm implements up near Middletown. He says that, from his own observation, the buying power of farmers has been restored somewhat. But this farm buying power won't be able to keep up with the price of farm implements if the proposed 30-hour week or other visionary pieces of legislation go through.
That seems reasonable enough.
Sure it is. He says, it is also evident that investors simply won't put their money into industry without some assurance of a fair return. What is needed is confidence in the continuance of sound business principles which made this country what it is today.
Bravo!
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of farmers, Luke, reminds me, I got a fan letter only yesterday from a farmer who says the road past his place is so bad it costs him twice as much to get his produce to market as it costs the farmer who lives on paved roads.
You know, Myra, I think I'll write an editorial pointing out that, in view of the fact that more than 75% of all farmers live on mud roads, efforts should be made to build more low-cost, all-weather farm-to-market roads.
Now, that might not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to turn some of these interesting comments I receive into material for my radio program.
Yeah, if I could only get people, all kinds of people, I mean, to chip in with their ideas and furnish a
cross-section of public opinion.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it can be done?
Sure I do. And we can both do it. You on your radio program and me through my paper.
Oh, Luke, would you?
Certainly. It'd be worth it to give voice to the trend of American thought.
Oh, but Luke, that's marvelous. Can I announce the contest right away in my next program?
Certainly. But, we've got to have a name for our contest now. You got any ideas?
Well, I don't know. I'm too excited to think about it. I want to do it right away.
No, wait a minute. This has to be done right. Besides a name, we'll have to have some rules. We can't just turn the public loose on the subject of national recovery. There wouldn't be enough ink in the world to take care of the demand.
Well, we could limit letters to, say, about 100 words. Would that be enough?
Yeah, it ought to be. 100 words on what is delaying recovery? How's that?
Grand. And each solution would be a signpost on the road to general recovery.
There's your name. The Road to Recovery Contest. And besides giving prizes, we'll print the best letters in the Herald.
Good.
Whole series of them for the duration of the contest. Be a great feature. I must speak to Dick about that.
Oh, not now, Luke. Huh? He's in the library with Betty, and I'm sure they don't want to be interrupted.
Oh, I suppose not. Beats me what they find to talk about in these nightly conferences. Why does the simple business of getting married require more planning than a major campaign?
Why, Luke, I do believe you've forgotten your youth entirely. Why, nothing in the world is more fun than planning your first home. And getting married is a serious business, you know. Oh, I'm so glad they've forgotten all their silly differences.
It's about time. They ought to make an ideal couple. They've gotten enough battling out of their systems already to last for their entire married life.
You needn't worry about them. They're perfectly sweet to each other now and so happy.
You know, I think I like this plan best, don't you, dear?
I like anything you like. And if you call me dear again, I shall take steps.
What kind of steps, darling? Oh, Dick, sorry. You distract me. We've got to get a house picked out.
What you said, you like this one. Doesn't that settle it?
Of course not. We've got to figure out what all these diagrams mean. Why are architect's plans so difficult to understand?
To keep little girls' minds off their future husbands, I suppose.
Oh, silly. Now, look, this is the living room. It faces the south, doesn't it?
No, dear, that's west.
West? But I want it to face south.
Ah, easy. All you have to do is turn the whole street around. We'll just pass a law. Being done every day to cure anything.
Oh, be serious. Well, we could turn the house around and build it so the entrance would be at the side, with a little flagstone path leading up to it.
Mm-hmm. And have our kitchen sticking about 3 feet over onto our neighbor's lawn. They'd like that. What's the matter with a western exposure? Seems perfectly all right to me.
Oh, but it wouldn't do at all. You don't get enough sun. Now, with a southern exposure...
You'd get too much. It fades the rugs. My Aunt Nettie always said sun would fade the rugs in no time.
Oh, darn your Aunt Nettie. Nothing could be drearier than a living room without the morning sun.
My Aunt Nettie is a fine woman, and she's had a lot of experience. If she says that sun will fade rugs, that's just what will happen.
Well, which is more important, faded rugs or a cheerful atmosphere?
I suppose your idea is that when the rugs fade, we'll just dash out and buy new ones.
I'd rather do that than to live in some dark hole.
You seem to be suffering from the delusion that I'm a millionaire, able to buy rugs at the drop of a hat.
Why do you keep harping on rugs? And I haven't any illusions at all about the state of your finances.
That's right. Throw my poverty in my face. I suppose you're doing me a favor by marrying me, so I can keep my nose to the grindstone buying rugs.
Well, it would certainly be a mistake to marry a man who's liable to go out of his mind any minute over rugs. Who cares about rugs? You're the one who insists on dragging rugs into this conversation.
I can take rugs or leave them alone. But it's very clear to me that you're going to be the type to seize every opportunity to be unreasonable.
Oh, all right. That's the way you feel about it. We better not have any house or any rugs or anything. We better not get married at all.
Oh, Betty, I didn't mean a word of it. Please don't.
You don't love me.
Yes, I do. I don't know what made me say those things. I'll never forgive myself. You can have the front door anywhere, in the back if you like.
No, that won't be necessary. Just so the living room faces south. Now, where were we?
Oh, let's not bother about the house anymore. You just fix it up to suit yourself, and I promise not to say a word. Till the honeymoon is over, anyway.
Well, then it'll be too late to argue about it. Maybe that's a good idea. But I'll let you decide all by yourself where we'll go for our honeymoon, just to prove I'm not unreasonable.
All right. How about Niagara Falls?
Oh, everybody goes to Niagara Falls.
Sure. That proves it's a good place, doesn't it?
Well, maybe for the general run of brides and grooms, but for our honeymoon, we ought to go someplace that's different and exciting.
Well, Niagara Falls is one of the great wonders of the world. I don't know where you could find anything more exciting than a great wonder.
Oh, I know, but what I had in mind was going somewhere that had a different atmosphere. Out west, for instance, where there's romance and deserts and mountain trails and riding wild horses.
Yeah, I tried riding a tame horse once, and that cured me. I found out I don't like horses.
Oh, but you'll get used to it in a little while, Dick. I know. I know. We could go to one of those dude ranches for a couple of weeks. I've heard they're grand.
That's out. We've only got 2 weeks together, and we wouldn't have time.
Oh, that's all right. I'll fix it up with Daddy. I can get him to let you off for an extra week.
I'll bet you can.
What do you mean you'll bet I can?
You seem to be pretty good at getting what you want.
I don't. I don't get anything I want. I want to go out west, and here you insist on dragging me off to Niagara Falls, whether I want to...
I merely suggested it. And anyway, what about the rugs? You got what you wanted with them?
Rugs again. Rugs. That's all you think of. You're a rug maniac. That's what...
Yes, it's a great comfort to have Betty all settled and on the road to being happily married. Oh, but I just don't know what I'll ever do without her.
I don't understand women. I never did. Here you move heaven and earth to get Betty married and then act as though your heart's breaking because she finally does it.
Well, that's all bluff, Luke Robinson. You know you feel the same way about it.
Yes, I guess I do, but you might pretend at least that I'm a superior creature in one respect anyway.
Well, I'll never let on to anyone that you're a soft-hearted sentimentalist. And Betty hasn't gone yet. We still have some time left to enjoy our family all being together under the parental roof.
5 days of solid enjoyment. And I mean to make the most of it.
Well, Betty isn't getting married for 3 weeks.
I know, but Windy Bill gets out in 5 days.
Oh,
That'll be the end of this family's enjoyment of anything.
Oh, Luke. For a man who has surmounted really important obstacles and kept his temper, I can't understand why you let poor Bill irritate you so.
Well, he isn't an important obstacle. He's a constant irritant. And that's much worse. You know, the Chinese used to have a refined torture method. They tied their victims so they couldn't move. And then they'd drip water slowly on their foreheads. The victims usually went mad. You get the comparison?
No, but don't let him bother you. Just disregard him.
Myra, I'd rather not discuss him.
Yes, sir, you handled it beautifully. You've got a future, and I shouldn't be surprised if you landed on the Supreme Court bench, sir.
What's that?
Why, it sounds like Bill.
But it can't be. Oh, this is a nightmare. Wake me up.
I couldn't have done it better myself. Well, well, well. Surprised, folks, surprised. Old Windy Bill delivered from the talons of the law, and none too soon.
Bill, you haven't escaped, have you?
Bill Winkle, I'll harbor no jailbreaker in my house. I'll turn you over to the authorities, you and your accomplice both.
Accomplice? That's good. That's rich.
Well, perhaps you'd better explain, Bill.
Folks, allow me to present Thaddeus P. Garbo, my lawyer.
My card, sir. Attorney at law is a more expressive term, Mr. Winkle.
Attorney at law?
Thaddeus P. Garbo.
At your service.
Now, just sit right down while I tell the folks all about it. It was a clever move on my part. A clever move. Yes, sir. There I was thrown into jail, a victim of injustice. But did I take it laying down? Oh, no, sir. I got me the best lawyer in the whole state.
Thank you, but it was nothing, really.
Nothing? To get me off with a fine in lieu of serving the rest of my sentence in the face of political forces working against me? Why, it was terrific, colossal.
Do you mean that judge went back on me? I mean, on his sentence?
Not that one, no, sir. Prejudiced against me from the start. We got the case reviewed before another judge. Thaddeus and me, didn't we, Thaddeus?
Yes, yes, but perhaps I'd better go now.
Oh, nonsense. Let there be feasting and dancing in the streets to celebrate. How about it, Myra? Either some little snacks in the icebox.
Thank you, but I can't stay. There are a few little formalities, however, that we might as well settle now, eh, Mr. Robinson?
I don't know. I haven't anything to do with it.
Well, the fee. The fee, I understand from Mr. Winkle.
No, just a minute. I didn't hire you, Mr. Garble, and nothing on earth will make me pay you. I'm sorry if you misunderstood the state of Mr. Winkle's...
Now, look here, Luke. You're not going to cheat an honest lawyer out of his rightful due, are you? Why, the man put up a good fight and won it.
All right, then suppose you pay him for it. It was your idea.
But old boy, you know that I'm temporarily embarrassed.
Well, you've got that automobile contraption. That ought to bring a few dollars.
I'm sorry, I couldn't accept anything but cash. Now, it's a very modest fee, sir, a mere $50, plus the $5 fine, which I advanced out of my own pocket.
$55? For what, I'd like to know?
Well, it was a very difficult case. There was the writ of habeas corpus, the motion to dismiss, the drawing up of the pleas.
Never mind. I don't care what it's for. I won't pay it. And that's final.
Well, I should regret the necessity for bringing suit.
Now, Luke, old boy, why, you can't do this. Why, it isn't regular.
Dear, perhaps you'd better. We don't want any more trouble.
I will not do it, I tell you. Let him sue Bill till he's blue in the face. I will not do it.
My guess is that Luke did it. And the pleasure of having Windy Bill return to the bosom of the family cost our editor just $55. He has as much chance of ducking that fee as Dick Collins has of spending his honeymoon at Niagara Falls. But if Luke and Dick are having difficulties, at least there's good news for the rest of us. Will the Centerville Herald offer prizes for the best 100-word letters on what is delaying recovery? Well, you better get your skull capped in working order in case it does, for you're all eligible to win and do your part in helping to formulate a sound program for better time. Further announcement about the Road to Recovery contest will be made in our next program. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is produced by the National Industrial Council.